Oh, we ran out of stuff there, didn't we?
I've purchased,
all right, 617.
Purchased there many times.
Guys' Night Out is underway out here at the Tilted Kilt. Yeah!
You bet.
Yeah.
Damn it. By the power of Joran Vandersloot, we welcome you.
Huh. Interesting. Here he's already at it.
What?
Well, you're paying honor to, or as you were doing during that break, praying to noted killers.
What did I say?
You said, in the name
of
Joran
Vandersloot. It started with Lee Harvey Oswald first.
What? Okay. All right. I see the deal. All right. I'm going to be the focus
right? That's what we're going with.
I'm
going to
be the target.
Yeah,
sure.
That's what we're going with.
Yeah. That's what we're going with, huh? I thought Joran Vandersloot was like Swahili for welcome.
He's the one who killed Natalie Holloway and then later a girl in Argentina.
I'm not sure if it was Argentina.
Maybe Chile?
Yeah, Chile.
He's the devil's own.
Traveling long.
Well, this, of course, Junior Miller up here.
Michael?
Junior, how are you?
Good.
Good see to see you. Enjoyed our time at the World Series last week, a couple weeks ago.
By the way, King Bucks still play that song, Danny?
Did you go online to Major League Baseball and look at the panoramic pictures from every World Series game?
No. Danny? Are we there?
Yeah, do it. And you can zoom in on us, and we're staring at the action at home plate intently.
Yes,
you
need
to do it.
We did.
And then the panoramic of game three?
Two.
Game two?
In San Francisco,
in San Francisco,
right?
Yeah. Game two, San Francisco, Junior and I, the picture of us, and we're both texting.
Gordon's doing his taxes.
We're down like this.
There's a picture of us doing that, too, out there somewhere. And we're both doing that.
He's got like an
what's happening?
Yeah, that somebody took.
Why are we all once removed from the world now? We want to communicate and socially network about the game rather than watch it.
It's bad.
Have you ever thought about it?
Yeah. Have you ever thought about it?
That's kind of an open-ended question.
Yeah, it is. This, of course, the great Gordo. Let's hear it for him.
Hello, Tilted Kilt.
And over here on the far left, the Sterminator.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, now.
Hi, boys. Ready for a big night of action here at the Tilted Kilt tonight?
Dude. Yes.
These
what?
Waitresses have the up tops like you wouldn't believe.
That's because this is a restaurant.
This is a restaurant.
Yes, it is. I think restaurants are good.
This is the breast of the breast here.
Yes, it is. This is what, our third time? Second guys' night out that we've been out here? Or is it third?
No, I think this is the second one.
Well, it's always nice to be out here at the Tilted Kilt. Always good to be out here in Grapevine, where
and of course
good times happen.
This is the wine capital of the world.
Yes, it
Tilted
is.
Tilted Kilt?
Grapevine.
Oh. Right. They make wine out
all
here.
All the noted wine. This is what Napa wishes it was.
Yep. Napa Valley wishes it had the Gaylord Texan.
Mm-hmm.
True that.
But there
it's
can only
that.
Be one. There can only be one.
Hey, Bob. Gay. This morning we were laughing about the really moment with Deion Sanders. I think Roy Williams is going to ball out.
Really? You're going so far as to say he's going to ball out, huh?
You had no idea what that meant,
that?
Right?
Yeah.
Well, ball out, I believe that's mean he's going to play really well.
Really?
Okay, but we think that at the time you didn't know what that meant.
Oh, come on. I'm so straight.
I don't think anyone knows what that means.
I didn't know.
Deion made it up.
I didn't know, and Dan said, well, what does that even mean?
Did he?
Yeah. Hey, Groobs, if you look for it, I think it's in there somewhere.
It's computer printing out Dan.
But we were placing bets. We were placing bets that after Dan asked Deion, well, I don't. What does that mean? That you were praying Deion wouldn't say, well, Bob, go ahead and tell him.
Yeah, Bob. Bob knows what it means. He's very street.
He obviously does because he said, really?
Because I'm punching up the Urban Dictionary as best as I can.
Urban Dictionary, what does that mean?
Ball out.
Ball out.
See, there's several meanings here.
Green
I see.
Pie.
Well, what was the final consensus? What?
Well, I assume ball out means something good. Like,
but you didn't
achieve
know.
It. No, of course I knew.
Well, okay. Just hearing that's what
audio.
I would think, too, and I'm very street.
Many years
I have all manner of street
of
cred.
Athletic prowess at elite levels have taught me that ball out means good.
Yes, and many years of street cred in Oak Cliff have taught me that, too.
And watching The Wire. All of that has helped.
Yeah.
So do we have it or no? Oh.
I guess this is just a complete impossibility.
It just can't happen.
We're joined by the fake Ron Washington out here tonight as well. See him there?
Where?
Right there in front of you. Right there.
He's like,
stand up,
yeah.
Sir.
Sure enough.
Stand up, sir. Stand up.
Wow. He's like the Kenyan marathon runner, Ron Washington. Yeah. That's the way marathoning go.
So
that is the way marathoning go.
So what else you guys got?
How you guys doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Who's supposed to be running this one?
I think this is going to be a good segment. I think that Ryan's is going to ball out.
Really? Really? Still waiting to hear that. I want to hear that in context.
You guys need to stop worrying about our show.
Have y'all seen this little Russian blonde over here?
Is she from Russia?
She's from Russia.
Really?
You're from Russia.
Really?
Come up here. Do you have an accent? No, come up here. You have to talk to us. We're in the media.
Natasha.
Okay, that's right. Okay. We have questions for you.
Yeah. What's her name? Natasha?
We want to check your papers.
Don't go skiing.
I just came up with a stereotypical Russian girl name, actually.
It's okay. Come here. This is an American microphone. I don't have to fear it.
I bet her name is Anna. Svetlana.
Ooh.
I'm serious. I'm afraid of microphones.
Why?
I don't know.
Wow.
Wait, hold it. Calm down.
All right, you got the part.
Mexican accent if I've ever heard one.
You have microphones in your land?
No.
Look how freaked out she is.
Yes, I have a phobia of microphones.
She has a British accent or something.
No. Where's she from?
Where are you from?
No microphone.
Okay, she's...
How weird is that?
I don't know. She's Russian. They're weird. They probably lobotomized her at the age of 3 or something over there.
Oh, my.
She needs a hug.
Look at that. She needs comforting.
Oh, my.
Look at that. Just kind of grind on each other a little bit there.
Oh, no. We've ruined this girl.
You traumatized her with the microphone.
Hey, we have someone else who loves microphones. Come here, Jan. Jan, come here. Come here. It's okay. Come here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you may recognize this lady here if you went to Summer Bash. Anybody here go to Summer Bash? There was a very famous episode that happened at Summer Bash where a woman attempted the Pledge of Allegiance twice. And never really came close either time. Here is the audio of somebody we eventually called Drunk Jan. Listen to this. Hey, look, this girl wants to talk to you, Corby. How are you, Jan?
How are you?
Do you have a question for Corby?
No.
Shit!
Whoa.
Not, whatever they said.
Uh-oh.
Can you recite the Pledge of Allegiance right now?
Yes.
Oh, no, she's standing up. She's grabbing the mic. Oh, God. Oh, she's brushing her hair back. She's getting serious. She's standing. Oh, no. Oh, she...
Wasn't there a shorter version of this?
She's up. Here we go.
Hello.
Put your hand over your heart, Jan. Hand over your heart.
To the flag of the United States of America, from whence it was and where it come.
What?
Under knowledge of under the nation, one flag under all, for God and government for all.
She nailed it.
Yeah, she did. Perfect.
That is the best Pledge of Allegiance. Jan.
That is great.
High five, Gordon, right now.
Good job, Jan. Good job.
That's all right.
Good job, Jan.
Then we have the second version, too.
Scissor him, Jan.
Wow. Whoa.
You want a scissor? I want to scissor your face.
Yeah, what?
Well, I know it's coming up. Okay. Sorry. All right.
Oh, no.
Back away. Sorry. Got violent.
That certainly...
That's very patriotic in this day.
Let me ask you this, Jan, and be honest. Do you still remember the Pledge of Allegiance since the last time I asked you? Okay, do it again. Okay.
Stupid.
One flag.
Oh, her husband's trying to get her sit down.
I pledge allegiance.
The coach is trying to pull her out of the
game. United States of America. One flag in which is all, for one which we stand. Under united one state.
What?
Under God and under our state, which we justice for all, and one flag for under all.
Yes!
Yes!
She did it again.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program, Drunk Jan. She joined us out here.
Oh, my God. On Veterans Day.
She's out here at the Tilted Kilt. Now, Jan, how drunk were you that beautiful afternoon at Sneaky Pete's.
On one to what scale?
What?
On Uh-oh. One to what scale?
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
It sounds like things are going appreciably better today.
On a scale of 10.
About 11.2.
Really? That's what you would have blown?
Yeah.
What else did you blow that day? All right. No, we're just having fun. Guys. It's okay.
Ask my coach.
Mike.
Wink.
Jeez.
Oh, wink.
All right. Now, do you think now you could execute the Pledge of Allegiance?
Give it a try.
Now you made me nervous, so I'm not
That's
sure
okay. It's okay.
Well, you can't do worse.
You're allowed a few mistakes. Everyone kind of messes up.
We'll give it a try, but I'm nervous and got caught by surprise.
That's all right.
All right. Here
go
we go. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yes! Wow, how about that? Yes. This is a night of redemption.
That is redemption. She is very Tosh O of us.
She is the comeback player of the year.
I am not a crook.
Get her a drink, Gordon.
Now, who said that? Who said I'm not a crook?
Nixon. I did the Nixon.
That's right. Very good. She's got that.
All right.
What? Now, how is it when you get so drunk you just forget all this stuff?
I was under pressure and...
But it seems like the way you were delivering it with such confidence, it's like you felt like you were nailing it.
I know. girls don't drink.
Are you drinking tonight?
Small amount.
Small amounts. Yeah. Okay. What about the preamble to the Constitution?
Must I sing it?
No. You want to sing
we
it?
We the people, in order to establish a more perfect union, as sure as justly is ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and ensure these blessings of liberty. What? To ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Meh.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Meh.
Woo.
Hey. Yeah, you do it.
Huh?
You do it.
I just made that up. I thought the words preamble and Constitution were made up.
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
Yeah, you do it.
No, I don't know it.
There's no such thing, I thought.
Hey, there's no such thing as a Constitution after the Bush administration.
You're the man.
I was just trying to get a rise out of people. How many people here are Republican? Okay.
Do you miss him yet?
How many people here think Obama's doing a sucky job?
They're all racist.
They're all racist?
I walk
yes.
The inexplicably likely leading.
Who is that?
Walker.
All right, 6:30. Timer alarm change here.
Ah!